Everybody, it's Anthony Decker here. Hey, everybody, it's Anthony Decker here. Decker Real Estate Group out here getting things done as only Decker can, doing things in a timely manner. Please like and share. You never know who might need to hear this information. So what we're going to talk about today is divorce in real estate. And if you don't do it right, it's going to be one of the most costly mistakes of your entire life. So when you're going through divorce, nobody likes to go through divorce. They would like it to get over as quickly as possible because it's usually a painful process. There's hurt feelings, all that fun stuff, right? So don't let your emotions get in the way and make you make a bad financial mistake. Now, what I'm talking about is you will go meet with your lawyer, and most of the lawyers out there will say this. I've never run across one that did not say this, so be wary. They will have one of the spouses sign a quit claim deed, which states that the spouse gives up their right to the property. Right, legally, you can do that, that's fine. The problem with that is, unless the property is refinanced in one or the other spouse's name, the spouse that signs a quit claim deed is still on the mortgage, right? So any late payments, any delinquency is reported to the credit bureau. It also goes against their debt to income. So say, for an example, a couple gets divorced. They've been divorced for 2 years. The wife signs a quitclaim deed on their current home. Husband never refinances the house, right? Never refinances the house. He's missed a couple of payments. And then the wife wants to go, or the ex-wife at that point wants to go out buy a house of her own. Well, guess what? Those late payments show up on her credit report. Also, the current mortgage goes against her debt to income. So it's very likely that they go, we'll call it Miss Smith, you don't qualify for a mortgage on a new property because your name is still tied to your ex-husband's home, right? And everybody gets all up in arms, but I need a house and we, you know, that's not right. Unfortunately, that's the way it's done. Now, if you had a decent lawyer, they would have made one or the other spouse, they would have made your spouse refinance the house out of your name, excuse me, and if the spouse is not able to refinance the property out of your name, then the property needs to be sold and you both need to go rent properties. Not a popular decision, that's what you need to do. Because why would you go through all the pain of getting divorced, get the divorce finalized, and then still be attached to this person that you couldn't stand because you wanted to get divorced, right? Because guess what? I don't care what your divorce decree says. Your divorce decree can say he owes you $1 million a month till he dies. If he doesn't have $1 million a month, the divorce decree is not going to make him do it, right? Or guess what? You're going to have to pay Mr. Lawyer to go back to court to force your ex-husband to perform on your divorce decree. So it's a little fishy that the attorneys make you sign a quit claim deed, but then if they don't live up to their divorce decree, Mr. Attorney gets paid to take him back to court. A little fishy, there's a lot better way to do it. So if you're getting divorced, I'm sorry, it sucks, I know. Here's what you should do. Number one, you need to refinance the house, either in your name only or your spouse's name, whoever's keeping the house, right? Don't sign a quit claim deed and stay on the mortgage. That's stupid. Why are you going to give up your interest in a property but still be liable for the debt? So don't do that. So you need to refinance. If neither one of you are able to afford the home on your own, you need to sell the house and go rent a property, right? because people always get tied up in, I want the kids to stay in the home, yada, yada, yada. It's noble. It sounds good. Here's the problem. Kids are resilient. As long as they got a roof over their head, they will be fine, right? What they don't need to hear is mommy and daddy yelling at each other on the phone because mommy or daddy did not pay the house payment, right? And all this tension. It'd be a lot easier and a lot healthier if mommy and daddy sold the home and then went and rented properties or purchased a property that they could afford on their own, right? That way, the house is completely taken care of. Then you can sign your, your finalize your divorce, and you're 100% separated, you know, all ties except for the kids broken in the marriage. There's no financial ties. You don't have to worry about your spouse ruining your credit. You meet somebody 9 months from now and you want to start a life with them, you're able to go ahead and purchase another property. That previous property is not on your debt to income, right? No one else is going to tell you that. Divorce attorneys are not going to tell you that. They should. They don't. So if you're going through divorce, make sure either one spouse or the other refinances the property out of both of your names into one. If they cannot do that, the property needs to be sold. And don't finalize your divorce until that happens. Because guess what? Once you finalize your divorce, you have no leverage. What is your leverage? You have none. So you have to call Mr. Attorney up, and Mr. Attorney has to take him back to court to force him. Reason I'm saying this, I was contacted yesterday by a lady. She was in Muhlenberg County, super sweet lady. She said, hey, I see you all the time. You're always giving out this advice. What can you do for me? This is my situation. Me and my husband got divorced seven years ago. He kept the home. I signed a quitclaim deed. He's missed umpteen payments. He's still in the house. I'm remarried. I'm trying to buy a house, me and my husband. But this is still on my credit report. What can you do? We don't have the money to take him back to court to force him to sell the home. And I had to have talk with her. There's really nothing I can do. You have no leverage. You're going to have to take him back to court and force him to sell the house or refinance it out of his name, or refinance it out of your name. But guess what? Since he's missed all the payments, he's probably trashed his credit. He's not going to be able to refinance the house. So you're going to have to sell it. And I hope to God you're not underwater and that he's destroyed the house and you're not able to get out and you have to do a short sale. That's going to negatively impact your credit. So that's the only option you have is, is to take him back to court and force him to do what should have been done 7 years ago. So that's the reason for this video. Just to let you guys know, that's what needs to happen. You either need to refinance the property into one spouse or the other. If you're not able to do that, then at that point, put the property up for sale. And under no circumstances do you finalize the divorce until the house is sold or settled with. Regardless of what your divorce decree says, you can't make, the divorce decree is not going to make people behave, right? So if they don't behave, guess what? You've got to go back to court, which is going to cost you more money in the long run. So if you guys have any questions about what's been said here, or you need Decker to get it done for you, give me a call or shoot me a text message. That's what I'm here to do. 270-256-3501. Thank you, guys.